Hello, everyone. My job today is to moderate the discussion about trademark protections in the new GTLDs. And these are somewhat murky waters. And the purpose of the day is to see if there are some ways through these murky waters that we, meaning all of us, can agree on. And I look around the room now and I can see that there are people from the USA, I can see people from Germany, I can see people from Spain, from Belgium, from North London, from Germany, from Italy. So there's people here from all over Europe. I can also see that there are people representing registries, there are people representing registrars, there are some people from consultancies, there are possible new applicants, there are some non-commercial users, there are some people who are domain marketing experts, and there are, of course, a good smattering of trademark or IP attorneys here. So you're the people whose feedback ICANN wants. What you have to say is really very important, and I think there's two ways for you to make your contribution heard today. The first way is by approaching the microphone, but we don't want you to approach the microphone until later on this morning, because we want to get through the presentation from the IRT first of all, and then from WIPO, and then from Demand Media. So I'm afraid that for about the next hour and a half, you're going to have lots of talking from up here. But then it's your chance. And the first way to participate is by coming to the microphone and putting forward your views, your comments. The second way is by filling in some of the feedback forms that you have in your packs. You'll find there are 10 pieces of paper, and they are color-coded. I think the first one is pale yellow, and it's on the IP Clearinghouse. The second one is pale blue, and it's on the GPML, as it's called. Perhaps, as the IRT are talking, or as WIPO are talking, you will go to one of those bits of paper, and you will write down something that you want. It would be great if you can indicate a general support for a comment. It would be great if you could indicate complete opposition for something, because ICANN wants your feedback. Alternatively, you may wish to wait later on and write something down when the general discussion is happening. But please try and fill in some of those feedback forms. You don't have to fill in all of them. You don't have to put down your name on them. You can anonymize yourself if you want. But fill them in, and then during the coffee breaks and the lunch breaks, if you filled in a form or filled in several of them, please hand them out. Please hand them in to the team on the front desk or out in the coffee room. Okay. Now, what I want to do now is to introduce you to this splendid team. And I say splendid because I spent some time working with them, because I've been a member of the IRT too. And it's been my privilege to get to know them all a lot better. So from my immediate right is Jonathan Cohen. He's the managing partner of Shapiro Cohen from Canada. Next to Jonathan is Ellen. Ellen Shankman is the principal, rather, Ellen, of Ellen B. Shankman Associates from Israel. We then have David Taylor, who probably lots of you will know already because he speaks a lot in Europe. David is a partner with Lovells in Paris. He's also a panelist on several of the DRS providers, and he's worked for complainants and he's worked for respondents. Next to him is Jeff Newman. Jeff is the Vice President Law and Policy for Newstar. Newstar, for those of you who don't know, runs .biz, amongst many other activities. Next to Jeff is Stacey King. Stacey is the Senior Internet Lawyer IP for Richemont. Richemont, for those of you who don't know, owns a number of very well-known luxury goods brands such as Cartier or Montblanc. Next to Stacey is Fabrizio Vera, who is the Senior Counsel Intellectual Property from Time Warner. So that's a fantastic panel with some great titles. But I really want to emphasize here that they are not here speaking for their companies. They were not appointed to the IRT by Time Warner or Richemont. They're here speaking as individuals. So if you have a question for them and they answer you, they're going to be answering as an individual. If there's members of the press here, and I know there are several and more are coming during the day, unless they tell you they're speaking for their companies, they're going to be speaking as individuals. They're not speaking on behalf of their companies. What I want to do now is to show you the agenda for this session. Pretty straightforward. The experiences of rights owners, the mission of the IRT, what it was asked to do, and its modus operandi. The recommendations of the IRT for a clearinghouse, a globally protected marks list, which is abbreviated to GPML, an IP claim system, a uniform rapid suspension system, post-delegation dispute resolution mechanism, thick whois, an expansion of a test for string comparison during initial evaluation. So finally, before I pass over to Jonathan, I just wanted to repeat what Kurt said, which is that these recommendations were not just summoned up from thin air. They are actually based upon best practice across the internet in a number of different areas. So Nominet has a rapid suspension scheme. So many registrars have rapid suspension schemes. .biz runs a thick whois. Versions of clearinghouses have been used in sunrises. And I say that because I want us to focus, if possible, in the questions, not on the implementation, but much more upon the principle of these things. So without further ado, I'll introduce you to Jonathan Cohen. We're going to run through till 10:30, when there'll be coffee. Afterwards, WIPO, Demand Media, and then you will get your turn. And I'm going to be bobbing up and down. I think I'll just, actually, I'm going to go and sit on the far side,